Dhavantamevanuchiram nirantara Prashanta nishesha manoratantara Kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara Paharshayashami sanata jivitam. This is a prayer from the Stotra Ratna of Sri Yamuna Acharya. It is a longing, it is expressing a longing, a desire to be situated as a servant of the Lord. He is praying that when will I be incessantly engaged in your service? And that the constantly changing mind, the mind is called manorat, it's like always moving, that when will that become, the endless movements of the mind will settle down, the mind will become peaceful and fixed at your lotus feet. When will I be situated as your sincere eternal servant? And I will be fully blissful. Living my life with in your protection. So Srila Prabhupada, he often quoted the last words of this verse. Or especially the penultimate word. Sanata, which means with a master. And the antonym of this is anata, which means without a master. Which is in modern Indian languages is often used for orphans. So Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a street dog and a dog with a master. A street dog is anatta, just has no master. It's just wandering here and there trying to get some scraps of food to eat. Always fearful that people will beat it or throw stones at it. On the whole, a miserable existence. But a dog with a master doesn't have to worry about his maintenance. He's always fed by the master. And he's very confident that no one can do harm to me because my master is protecting. You may wonder, well, how does Prabhupada know a verse from Stotra Ratna, which is famous in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya? Well, this verse, as well as other verses from Stotra Ratna, is included in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, there's also a recording of Srila Prabhupada chanting this verse, singing it.
இந்த பதத்தில் குரோபாதர் பாடக்கூடியதும் பாடக்கூடியதும் பதிவு செய்யப்பட்டிருக்கு.
So this Stotaradna seems to have been known among the Gaudiya Vaishnavas at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At least Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami knew it, and Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami knew it. Rupa and Sanatan. Certainly, Jiva knew it also.
Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Patitana, Vishwanath Kaviraj Goswami, and Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Because this verse was spoken by Rupa and Sanatana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please give it afterwards. No? Rupa and Sanatan were apparently forcibly engaged in the service of Nawab Hussain Shah, the despotic ruler of Bengal at that time.
Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, தங்களுடைய விருப்பத்துக்கு எதிராக பலவந்தமா ஒரு நவாப் ஹுசேன் அப்போதைக்கு வங்காளத்தை ஆட்சி செய்து வருகின்ற வேலை செஞ்சிருந்தாங்க.
But they didn't want that. They wanted to be engaged in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There had been some exchange of letters between Rupa and Sanatan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ramakeli, which was the place where they were residing. It's close to the capital of Nawab Hussain Shah. Does anyone know the name of the capital of the Nawab? Malda is the big town which is close to that nowadays, but it's not. It wasn't Malda. It was called Gaura, from which we get the name Gaudiya. Not Gaura, Gaura. Gaudiya. It's a little different. At least that is the exoteric meaning, the external meaning of Gaudiya is derived from, it's a geographical term. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to visit them because they couldn't go to visit him. He was on a journey from Puri to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, So there are different ways you can go. Eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from Puri to Jharkhand through the forest. So that's a more direct route, but it's a very difficult way to go through the forest. But the relatively easy way to go is along the coastal tract of Orissa. It's flat land, and then keep on going up to the, go up to Bengal, up to the Ganga, follow the Ganga bank, then follow at Prayag, follow the Yamuna, and this way, after, you know, a few thousand kilometers, reach by walking. That's the easy way. You can go to Vrindavan that way.
Vrindavan அதுக்கப்புறம் கங்கையை பிடிச்சு கங்கையிலிருந்து கங்கை கரையோரமும் அப்படியே போய் யமுனையை பிடிச்சு பிருந்தாவனம் போறது வந்து எளிமையான பாதையா இருக்கும்.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu journeyed from Puri and went up to the Ganga. Then he crossed the Ganga and went on some more distance. And no one could understand why, because he was, if he went on that way, he could have gone to Assam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, well, I came to see you, you two brothers. They had to come and see him at night in disguise. Because they were ministers of the king who was a Muslim, and they couldn't openly profess their feelings for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they finally had his darshan, I mean, they're waiting for weeks and months and years. He finally had his darshan. They offered various prayers, of which this was one. The same prayer that Sri Yamuna Acharya offered to Lord Narayana was quite suitable for Rupan Sanatan to offer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
When
will that time come when we will be constantly engaged in your service? And at that time they were engaged in the service of the Muslim ruler. And when will our minds become peaceful and settled and not wandering here and not having to go to so many different topics? When will we be engaged is your aikantik. This means with one-pointed, sincere, eternal servants, when we shall be engaged like this. And then we will be very happy. We will live our lives with you as our master. So they were not anatta, they had a master. But just like we were singing last night, this one song of Govinda Das, that they were engaged for a kripana durajan, a rascal, I guess you can just say is a simple translation. And when Rupa Goswami just left and left the service of the Nawab and eventually came into the service, eventually joined up with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sanatan Goswami couldn't get away so easily, and when he wanted to leave the service of the Nawab, he ended up in prison.
சனாதன கோஸ்வாமியால அவரை எளிமையா அவருடைய பணியில இருந்து விடுபட முடியல. அது பதில் அவரை விடுபட விரும்பின போது அவரை நவாப் ஹுசைன் சிறையில் அடைச்சிட்டார்.
So this is the situation. Here's a person who's, Sanatana Goswami, at that time his name was Sakar Malik. He was extremely powerful.
Sanatana Goswami, bigom sakiyavar, avarude peya andha kaalathula Sakar Malik.
The Nawab, he was extremely powerful.
Nawabum romba sakiyavaraga.
He was, for all intents and purposes, he was independent of the Badshah at Delhi.
அவர் எல்லா சூழ்நிலைகளையும் எல்லா விஷயங்களுமே வந்து டெல்லியோட சுதந்திரமான
பெங்கால் at that time was extremely opulent, flourishing.
அந்த காலகட்டத்தில் வங்காளமானது மிகவும் செல்வ செய்தி கூட திகழ்ந்து வந்தது.
Yeah, economically prosperous, very much so, fantastically so, fantastically so, legendarily so. But the Nawab, he didn't really engage much in ruling. He just left it all to Sanatan.
Nawab utte aajseyalla romba aarum thevara irukka aajseyalla gavaram selagadaiyadu avar ellathiyume vandu
So Sanatana Goswami was extraordinarily powerful and rich and famous.
Sanatana Goswami ivaru romba prabalamudiyaravum sakthi vaidaravum panakaravum velaginar.
But he didn't want any of this.
Ana avarukku idile eduvume avaru aarumudiyara illa.
He wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
அவர் சைதன்ய மகாபிரபுட இணைய விரும்பினார்.
Who arrived in Ramakeli with nothing except his Karanga Kopin Bahirvas. This was all he had. His what, even maybe not maybe just his clothing, which wasn't very much.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu இவர்களை பார்க்க வந்த போது அவர்கிட்ட எதுவுமே கிடையாது. அவர் வெறும் அவருடைய துணிகள் மட்டும் தான் இருந்தது.
Although he was a sannyasi, Nityananda Prabhu, shortly after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, Nityananda Prabhu had broken Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's danda into 3 pieces and thrown it in the river.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas vaangi koodiya sikrame Nityananda Prabhu avare sannyas dandata moonu thundugala odachi adha aathra thilpotta.
So that's another leela which we won't discuss now.
Adhe innoru leela adha uvaniki poradhu kedaiyadhu.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had nothing materially.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kitta bhautikama edhuvume kedaiyadhu.
He had lots of people following him, but he wasn't making any arrangement to feed them or give them shelter or anything.
அவர் பின்பற்றக்கூடிய மக்கள் நிறைய பேர் இருந்தாங்க. ஆனா அவங்களுக்கு உணவு படைக்கிறதுக்கோ அவங்களை கவனிக்கிறதுக்கோ எந்த ஒரு ஏற்பாடும் செய்ய கிடையாது.
Generally, when a sannyasi or Brahmin goes to visit a someone like this, Sanatana Goswami, very, very rich, then it's expected that he's coming for some Dakshina. He is coming that he needs some monetary contribution.
பொதுவா ஒரு சன்னியாசியோ ஒரு பிராமணரோ யாராவது பணக்காரங்களை சந்திக்க போறாங்க அப்படின்னா அவங்க வந்து அந்த பணக்காரங்க எதையாவது எதிர்பார்த்து போலாம், அவங்க ஏதாவது நண்பர்கள் கொடுப்பாங்களா அப்படிங்கிற எண்ணம்.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no interest to accept any monetary contribution from anybody.
ஆனா சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு யாருக்கிட்டும் எந்த விதமான நண்பரையோ எதிர்பார்த்து பார்க்க போக கிடையாது.
And actually in all of the descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela, we don't find any description of him accepting any money, or the only gifts we find that he would accept was a Govardhan Shila and some cloth that was given to him. Not just cloth from, not for wearing even, just as a symbol of Just like, you see, someone gave, I may give this to someone. So, like, this is offered, but it's not really for wearing, it's a sign of respect. So like that. So Sanatan... So it doesn't seem to make any sense. Here's a fantastically rich and powerful person who wants to leave all of that. For what? He's just going to leave, and he's going with this wandering madman. There's no provision for feeding him, or where he's going to stay, or anything. He just left everything like that.
Sanatana Goswami became subdued of Panakara. That day, number Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Pinkaranthu Pora Abhinaga Achirite Kurtu Pride, Yena, Saint Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Anga, Eladamini, Kiril Mundu, Paiti Mari, Alanis Kurtu Priva, Abdul Matamura, Alpha, nobody gets to go, Father of the Zuka, yes, or the airport.
He wanted to leave, but then the Nawab locked him in prison. He said, I'll give you two choices. You either come with me, I'm going to attack Utkal, Orissa, or you make an inspection of the prison from the inside. So Sanatan ends up in prison, and then the Nawab goes off to Utkal, and he thinks, I'll leave him there to cool off a little bit, and you know, maybe he'll come to his senses by the time I come back. This was the Nawab's line of thought. Anyway, Sanatan, apart from being a great devotee, he had been engaged as a politician, so he knew all the tricks. So by tricking and bribing the jailkeeper, he got out. Now just see that with all the money and the power, the Nawab couldn't keep him, and the only way he could keep him was by locking him up. And that also was not successful. Similarly, similar case was there with Raghunath Das Goswami. Who kept running away from home to try to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was living in Saptagram on the bank of the Ganga in Bengal, and he kept on running away from home. He wanted to go to Puri to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his father and uncle were two of the richest men in Bengal in a time when Bengal was extraordinarily rich. So they kept a whole posse of guards all around him, day and night. Posse. Posse means like a troop, group. Group of guards. So it was said that Raghunath Das's wealth and his opulence, it rivaled that of, or maybe was greater than that of Indra. And his wife, naturally, you know, they'll arrange the marriage with a very beautiful young girl. So his wife was very beautiful. But still he kept on running away from home. You know, the guards, just like nowadays, they have so many night watchmen, and the, you know, what does the night watchman do? What is his job? It's to sleep outside the place that he's supposed to be protecting all night. That's the job of a night watchman. At least I've seen all these years in India, Bangladesh, that we rise early in the morning, and we, if there's watchmen there, we'll see that they're all very peacefully sleeping. So Raghunath Das would take advantage of this and run away, and then after some time they'd all wake up and say, "Oop, what happened?" And they'd all go and chase him and pull him back. Because he couldn't go very far, because you see this, his uncle and his father, they had their contacts throughout Bengal, so he would get caught again and again. So eventually his mother suggested to his father, "Let's chain him up to stop him running away. Chain him." That's like a desperate measure, isn't it? I mean, who would, which parents would want to chain up their son? So his father said, "There's no use to chain him up." Then you see, we've given him the chains of Maya. Kanak Kamini, wealth and a beautiful wife. But this is not enough to hold him, so any chains of iron, that will not be enough. You cannot hold him. In whose heart Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered, who has got the power to hold him back by any means? So this is described by Srinivasa Acharya. Tyaktva turnam ashesha mandala pati shrining sada tuchavat bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kopina kantashrito gopi bhavar sabdya lahari kalola magno muhur vande rupa sanatano raghuyago shijiva gopalako. That the six Goswamis, they were all very aristocratically situated. And they're all from high-class Brahmin families, except Raghunath Das, who was very wealthy. And Rupa and Sanatan, they were also extraordinarily wealthy due to their service in the government. Jagva Turna Mashesha Mangavati Shani. But they left it, considering this all insignificant. And instead of having opulent palaces to live in, their total wealth of each person became one kopin or loincloth. You can say kopin in Tamil. And one kanta. Do you have a kanta in this? You know what that is? No. I'll explain what kanta is. I'll explain it. And maybe you don't have in this part of the world because it's not very cold, but in Bengal and Vrindavan, it's cold in the winter. So what the people do, when you're wearing your cloth and it starts to get holes in it, they keep that cloth. When the cloth becomes torn and old, then they keep that cloth. Chira. Torn. Is that right? Is that word? No, alright. Chiravastra. Torn cloth. So they keep all of that. Then when you get enough of them, you sew them all together and it makes like one blanket. Have you seen in the villages of Bengal they still
do this.
So poor people. So this was the possessions of the six Goswamis. They each had kopin and kanta. And no place to live. They would live under a different tree each night. So why did they do that? Because they wanted to benefit the fallen living beings who had no knowledge of Krishna. And people may think, well, what a miserable life. You see, they have all these welfare organizations to help the poor people. So they might come to Rupa and Sanatana and say, here, you're living under a tree, we'll build a little house for you. And he said, well, I used to live in a palace, I don't need a house. So why did they do that? Isn't it miserable to live like that? But Gopi Bhava Rasamrat Abdalahari Kalola Magno Muhur, they were always diving and servicing in the waves of the ocean of Gopi Bhava Rasamrita, which we can leave untranslated. Gopi Bhava Rasamrita.
Gopi Bhava Rasamrita. Apadigra kadanda avu eppove moolgi adhila neendikkiranam.
So for those who are actually experiencing that, then everything in this world seems insignificant. Therefore, when Rupa and Sanatan first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they recited this verse, which I recited previously. Expressing their desire to be situated in his service. Bhavantamevanu charam nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara kadahamaikantika nitya kinkara praharshayishyami sanata jivita. So we shall also pray to be situated in the service of the Lord. We may say, well, I'm not anatta, I am sanata, I have my mother and father. We have our leader, Tiru Karunanidhi, is the leader in Tamil Nadu. So what do we need any other leader for? So I will say that yes, we should all give the greatest respect to Karunanidhi. In fact, you should all bow down to him. And you should daily offer worship to him. Because Karunanidhi is actually a name for Krishna. So, the original Karunanidhi, we should take full shelter of. And others, no comment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was just speaking on one verse from the Stotra Ratnam. This Bhavantamevanu Charam Nirantara. This also comes in our Gauriya literature. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is quoted. I was saying yesterday how our whole the Gauriya Vaishnava philosophy is all explained in the Bhagavat Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami, but that's based on Gopal Bhatta Goswami's work, which is actually taken from the Ramanuja Sampradaya. So this is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the teachings of Sri Ramanujacharya, they are the Viti Swarup, or the foundation of the Gauriya Vaishnava teachings. So sometimes people ask us, well, if Bhagavan is one, then why are there different Vaishnava Sampradayas? So we've seen in history that sometimes the sampradayas, they're competing with each other. Or even within themselves. Just like in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, there's the Tengalai, Vadagalai, there's this. Previously, there was some tension, to put it mildly.
Sure.
But from our perspective, from Gaurīya Vaishnava perspective, we don't want to fight with any Vaishnavas. We should fight with the Ravanas. With the demons, the atheists. Differences we see ultimately as rasa bheda. It's a different kind of rasa. Just like some devotees, they worship the Lord as Ramchandra Bhagavan, some worship him as Lakshmipati, some worship him as Rukminish, and some worship him as Radhesh. So these are different approaches. So the gopis of Vrindavan, they don't want to hear the word Dwaraka. The word Mathura sounds to them worse than hell. A Krura who is a pure devotee of Krishna, the gopis, they cursed him. Nevertheless, this is called the prema vivarta. It's the arguments or the transformations of love, not of hatred. Srinate janaki nate abheda paramatmani tatapi mama sarvasvam rama kamala lochanaha. This Hanuman, he said that I know that Srinath Narayana and Janakinath Ramchandra Bhagavan, they're the same abheda paramatma, they're the same supreme lord. So I know they're the same, but as far as I'm concerned, my all in all, my life is Rama Kamala Lochana. We find also when Krishna left the Ras Leela, the gopis went to search for him. So Krishna, he was hiding in one kunja and he saw the gopis are coming, they're going to find me. So he manifested two more arms and the Vishnu form. So the gopis saw him and they bowed down and said, Om Namo Narayanaya. And they offered him prayers and said, Dear Lord Narayan, please be merciful to us and tell us where is Krishna. So it's a matter of taste, spiritual taste. The Lord is very sweet. Everything about him is sweet. Sri Vallabhacharya has sung of this Madhuradipate Akilam Madhuram. He's the Lord of all sweetness.
So
every part of him is sweet. His feet are sweet. We've all seen the picture of baby Krishna with his foot in his mouth. You see, he's thinking, all my devotees, they're very anxious for the nectar of my feet. It must be pretty good. Let me taste it and see. So everything about him is sweet. Nrisimha Dev, he's also very sweet. That's a different kind of sweetness. Even his anger is sweet because his nature is sweet. Of course, we find Krishna in Vrindavan most sweet. He has his Leela Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri. Prema Madhuri. And Venu Madhuri. The four things which are especially sweet. His Leela is especially sweet. His Prem is his devotees, they're especially sweet. His form is especially sweet. And his flute is especially sweet. But if anyone wants to worship him as Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurama, in whichever form, we congratulate that. And we seek the blessings of all the devotees. That you ask your Lord Narayana to give us love for him, but especially we are searching after the lotus feet of Krishna in Vrindavan. Anyway, I'll stop here. I could go on, but we have to go out. That's what we came here for. We
go.
We're going to visit more temples and chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna.